Welcome to FIBA India Podcast.
Turn with me to John's Gospel chapter 20. I am reading from verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." I would like to meditate with you on this passage, and I've titled it as Behind Closed Doors. The evening of the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples behind closed doors. I want us to look at few words and try to look at it in the context and pick up few lessons. Here are the words in verse 19. Came, stood, said, showed, and breathed. There are five words which I would like to highlight. The first one, Jesus came. In other words, he finds a way to reach us. The disciples were behind closed doors for fear of Jews. They locked themselves thinking that is the end of the journey. You know, sometimes fear can shut us in. Situations can shut us in. Sometimes people shut us in. We are behind closed doors, totally cut off from the outside world, not wanting to see people. Some prefer to be inside because they don't want anyone to see their emotions, their pain, their anger, and their tears. They're all by themselves. You are also thinking no one knows where you are. And even God does not know. Or you're saying God also does not care that you are behind the closed doors. My friend, Easter story is the story of Jesus making a way through the closed doors to meet with you, to meet with the disciples. He has always done that. When you read the scripture, you will find Gideon was met in his hiding place. He was hiding from the Midianites. In Judges chapter 6 verse 12, he met the man by the pool who was sick for 38 years in John's Gospel chapter 5. He needs no invitation. His love for you will bring him to that place where you are. What an encouraging thought it is for us this Easter to know that no door can be shut to keep my Lord outside. And it is his love which brings him to the place where I am. And if you are sitting behind closed doors, no matter what the reason may be, and you're sitting there lonely, saying, "Added to my loneliness, this present COVID-19 has also made me feel more lonely, and I have no friends, no one is there even to listen to me." May I say this? That the Lord is the only one who can have an entry through closed doors. The second thing I want to place before you is the word stood. He stood, which means he revealed his presence. The disciples saw him crucified, dead, and buried. He did not want to give them the word, but he showed them his presence. In other words, he's saying, "Physically, I am here." When Mary told them that she saw the risen Savior, the Bible says they thought it was an idle word and they marveled. You know, Jesus did not want to give them a glimpse of himself where he just passes by and they could say, "You know what? I thought I saw Jesus." But the Lord wanted them to experience his presence, to see his physical presence, just to remind them that no tomb can keep him in. He stood among them to let them know that he hasn't left them alone. He is there in the midst of their fear. Easter story reminds us that the Lord is living and he lives amongst us. He has not sent his representative. He has not sent a promissory note saying, you know what, I am there somewhere. No, he himself stood among them. Even as you're listening, may I say this? Sometimes we are unable to experience his presence. It is because we are unable to see him through our tears. We don't understand. Sometimes it's unbelievable. How can the Lord make his way through closed doors? No one has ever come in so far. Is it possible? Is it the Lord? He stood among them. The third thing you find here is in verse 15. He said, in other words, he spoke that which meets their need. Jesus did not say, fear not. Nor did he ask, what happened to your faith? He said, peace be with you. Because Jesus knows exactly what their need is. And he spoke to the need. He addressed the need. They were confused. Their dreams were shattered. And all that they needed is that peace. No one told them. No one went to the Lord and says, Lord, you know what? The disciples are living in fear. They are confused. They are so troubled and discouraged. All that you need to give them is peace. You know, sometimes when people call us and say, we want you to come and pray for this person, they'll give us beforehand what that person is going through, because we are not God. We don't understand. But in this situation, no one ever came and told the Lord the condition of the disciples. The Lord knows what they need. The Lord knows their struggle. And he straight away came and told them, peace be with you. My friend, listen very carefully this day. He's the only one who knows what you need. He's the only one who can address your need. No matter how difficult the situation may be, no matter how long you're going through it, he can address that situation right now. If only you're willing to listen. Don't push him out. Don't send him out. He is there to remind you that his presence is sufficient for you. Are you there right now in that situation? All that you need is a word of encouragement, word of comfort. He's got that word appropriate for your need today. Easter story reminds me that he meets me and he meets my need. The fourth word, he showed. In other words, he makes sure that it is he. Why is the Lord again showing them his hands? In spite of him telling them, peace be with you. You know, Jesus came and stood among them and also said, peace be with you. Then he shows his hands and his side, an evidence of what happened at the crucifixion. And he's doing it to fix their belief so strong so that they will not doubt. Remember when he walked on the water, the disciples thought it was ghost. And also Mary in the garden, after the resurrection, she thought it was the gardener. You know, sometimes when our heart is heavy and our eyes are blurred with tears and when our mind is confused, we hesitate to believe. And the Lord has to remind us over and over again that it is he. It is he. The promises are from him. And the Lord is showing the disciples, indicating to them, saying, I am the I am. He does that so often in your life, is it not? In order for us to believe him in our situation, he takes us back to that place of deliverance where you have been delivered. He takes you back to that place of healing. He takes you back to that place of answered prayer which you have experienced in the past. And he takes you there just to tell you, I am the same Lord who carried you then. I am the same Lord who delivered you then. I am the same Lord who answered you then. I am the Lord now in your present situation. Easter story tells me that this risen Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The fifth word I want to emphasize is found in verse 12. Jesus breathed. In other words, he sends them back into the world. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. In other words, he gives them the authority and he gives them a purpose and he tells them, just as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. In other words, the Lord is saying, I reveal myself to you, not that you will idolize that place, but that you will use this encounter with the risen Lord, be encouraged, and go back into the world from which you are hiding. Go back, because I have a purpose to be fulfilled in and through you. You know, sometimes we tend to build a shrine in the place of our experience, and we refuse to move from that place. The Lord is telling them, go into the world. You have an experience. You have that experience, that encounter with the living Lord. And he gave them that power. Here it is. And he breathed into them. My friend, resurrection story tells me that the power is available for us to be a witness in the world. In other words, he's telling the disciples, there is no need for you to be here behind closed doors, living in fear. Get back. Praise God, he lives to meet with us. He is real. Resurrection is real. Will you allow him to meet with you today? Easter reminds us, no door can shut him out. If he wants to meet with me, no matter where I am, no matter how close the door is, he will break him. Two, no one else knows what you need except Christ. Three, his presence is promised in all situations. Four, he reminds you of his hand in your life. Five, he empowers you with the Spirit to be a witness. How is your experience this Easter? If you have never had this encounter with the living Lord, my friend, this is the time for you to call him. Allow him to meet with you in your situation. Allow him to deliver you from your situation. Allow him to empower you and take you back to that place which will remind you of his presence, of his power and his promise. And just tell him, Lord, here am I. I am willing. Take me and use me. Let your Easter experience be an experience that will tell the entire world, I have seen the risen Savior. God bless.
For feedbacks, please write to us to info@fibaonline.org or WhatsApp us to 9163642521.